Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for the blessings of the Lord and make it rich. And let it move sorrow with you. We just get in you and rejoice and praise you and give you the glory and adoration. Because thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. This morning, look on thee. Oh, God. And thank you. We bind the enemy everywhere. We cast him out in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to your holy name. Glory, glory to your holy name. Oh, thank you. Thank you for even looking on us, Lord, and giving us desires of our hearts. Things we ask you for, or ask anybody else for. We ask you, Lord. And you bless us and bring it to pass. Thank you so much. Bless your holy name. We ask that you direct our paths. Keep us in the paths of holiness, righteousness. Jesus' name. Thank you for understanding us and for your loving kindness. It's better than life. Thank you. For being so compassionate, so loving, so caring. We appreciate you, Lord. And look on us this day. Bless the people everywhere this day. And let your anointing fall down on the people everywhere. Yes, touch, heal, deliver, set free. We'll give you the glory. All the glory, all the honor is under thee. We ask everything we do in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, God, thank you. And for the glory of God, we ask you. We thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. And I want to just greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Good morning, everybody on the line. Good morning to you and to you and to everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. And good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Man, good morning to you, Lord. I know you're here, and I praise your holy name. I only felt your presence. You're in the room. Oh, God, and thank you, because whenever he's in the room, everything gets subject to him. Yeah, if you ever have a problem, get him in the room. Then ask him why he's in the room. To fix it for you. Amen. I wonder, is there anybody who believes that when he steps in the room, everything is subject to him, that he obeys nothing, it has to obey God. Amen. He will fix it for you if you ask him. God bless all of you on the line. This is a wonderful day. A day to give God the praise and the adoration. I believe the Lord listens to the first fruits of mine. I believe he visits this line every day. And I believe he brings miracles about on this line, because we get up to give him our fruits. There's a lesson in that. Seek him first, and he'll give you these other things that you've been asking for. Just seek him first. And the Lord likes to be first. He wants to be first. He deserves to be first. Why would you put other folk before him? He deserves to be first. And he's the one who made you who you are, gave you what you have. Put him first. Amen. Thank you so much. We love Jesus, and we're asking the Lord this day to do some awesome things. Amen. We'll have a discussion in just a few moments. I want to talk about what are the signs of someone who has the Holy Ghost. Amen. Y'all say you haven't it yet. Is that a sign of the Holy Ghost. You say you haven't, you the selfish, most selfish person around. Is that a sign of the Holy Ghost? Yeah. You say you have the Holy Ghost, and you're the most stingiest person that someone has ever seen. Is that a sign of the Holy Ghost? Sign of the Holy Ghost. How do you know those persons talk about they got the Holy Ghost? These signs shall follow them. Amen. I would need that scripture. I will read that scripture about the signs. Just want to leave the opportunity open for you and for you to discuss the signs. Before we do that, let's get station identification. I don't know if Ellen Strider is there. Amen. Let's keep praying. Somebody go around. Amen. And you got to be moving. Yeah, moving your sheets and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But put your phone on mute. Amen. All right? Yes. I know Ambassador Hagen's there. Amen. Estrada, are you there? All right. Why don't we have station identification from the blog line? I want to ask you if you can get the blog line for sure. Doing the convention. Amen. All right, Ambassador Hagen, the line is open to you.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the
staff,
to everybody who is listening this morning. It's a wonderful day, and we are here excited. We're broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio on the NPA. You can reach us, npa.com. We can be reached also, since it's live, we are live in the studio at 347-934-0207, and we are being heard all over the world, Africa, Asia, Australia, Italy, India, England, Europe, you name it, basically all over the world, 347-934-0207. And the last time I checked, we were over 42 million. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
Amen. God bless all of you. Thank you, Ambassador Hagen. We always thank you for such a wonderful, outstanding introduction. Amen. And for all of you who are on the prayer line from all over the world, we greet you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord bless you and keep you. Hopefully you will get something today that will help touch your life and help change your life. And we love you. Amen. I'm praying that something awesome will happen to you wherever you are all over the world. God bless you. All right, it's Pastor Strada there. All right, God bless you. I want to wish, let me just say it like this. Happy anniversary to Lady Betty and to myself. This is our anniversary.
Yeah.
Amen. Happy anniversary, sweetie.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Thank God for 44 years. Amen. Seems like it. Seems like about 2 or 3. But thank you for 44 years. God bless you. Pause for anybody who wants to wish Lady Betty a happy anniversary. Do so now. She deserves it. Amen. Anybody else want to say happy anniversary?
God bless you, Lady Betty. This is Dr. Fife. A happy anniversary to you both and many, many more.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty. This is Sister Gina, and I want to wish both of you a happy anniversary. God bless you.
This
praise
is Sister Lucy. Happy anniversary,
Dr. Bernard and Lady Betty. God bless you.
This is Mother Wilson. Happy anniversary, and hope to have many, many more, you and Mother Betty. God bless you.
Happy anniversary, Pastor Bernard and Lady Betty, from Sister Lucille, and many, many more.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy anniversary from Mother Johnson. Just keep bold, delighting yourself in the Lord, and he surely will give you desires of your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Now,
thank you, Jesus.
Have a wonderful anniversary.
This is Sister Christopher. Happy anniversary.
God bless you, Sister Christopher.
Sister Chantel, happy anniversary, Pastor and Lady Betty. Brother Britt, happy anniversary, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty. May you have many, many more. May God bless you, Mother Britt.
Bless you.
Happy anniversary, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty. Many more. God bless you.
I heard someone else behind that.
This is Angela Johnson in New York. I'm saying happy anniversary to you and Lady Betty. Thank God for 44 years. God bless you. May you have a blessed anniversary and many more.
Amen. Thank you so much.
God bless you. This is Sister Sheila, 860. Happy anniversary to Lady Betty and Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
God bless you.
This is Sister Linda Farshi. I want to say happy anniversary. Mother Betty and Dr. Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate all these gracious wishes.
Dr. Johnson and Lady
yes.
Betty, may I say Mr. and Mrs. Bernard Johnson, happy anniversary. And Dr. Johnson, you're so faithful unto the Lord, but you should have let someone do this today. Amen. Praise the Lord and be with your sweetheart. Amen. Happy anniversary. May you all have many, many more. I understand. I'm right behind you all in celebrating my anniversary. God bless you all.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank you so much. And you can do it if you want to, Dr. Sam.
Lord, because I am a woman and I know what a woman likes. Amen. Praise. They like that attention. Amen. Am I right?
Amen.
Praise. Amen.
Amen.
First fruit. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. She is, may I say this, Dr. Johnson, into the first fruit prayer line. I greet you all this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I feel that Lady Betty is deserving of having time. Amen. This is not her pastor now. This is her husband, because I am in the shoes that she's in, and we give up, amen, for the kingdom. But when it comes time for that time, first ladies get very little time with their husbands, and you have
That's
to be
right.
a sold out woman. Everybody can't be a first lady, because they would wreck the kingdom if they could. But when it's time anniversaries, am I right, somebody? They would wreck the kingdom.
Amen.
I believe it.
Amen. Everybody can't be a first lady, but God
That's
chose
right.
Betty to be a first lady, and she is an awesome first lady. My hat goes off to her for the sacrifice of being a first lady, because sometimes you don't even know if you're a wife. All you see is, I'm here to bless the man of God. I'm to help me. So I just want to say, man, you all, I do understand, but I do understand, too, that the woman does need time and attention away from everybody.
Amen.
Even if you don't go nowhere and you're just home by yourself, that's your time. Amen. That's your time. Amen. And so, Dr. Johnson, but my hat does go off to you, too, because the man, he is thinking about the kingdom 24 hours a day. That's why the helpmeet have to let him know, you know, you do have a wife here. Amen. I'm not going into no sermonette, but I just know what a woman needs. Amen. And she needs her husband. And she's deserving of having that time with her husband, especially waking up the first morning on her anniversary. Hey, we're not to share that with you all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's not our time. That's their time. And we're
That's
not
right.
selfish in giving it to you. Amen. We should have had this plan today. If you had told us, I don't know your anniversaries and your marked things, but if you had told us, I'm sure that your committee would have gotten together and we would have done better. I don't want you to make us look like raggedy with you either, because we're not selfish in that, and we know what to do. So God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Whatever you say and whatever you want, we want to bless you. I'm sure she wants to us. She wants more than just happy anniversary from us. She want to be released from us for a while. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Good morning, all of the saints on the line. This is Dr. Lacey. Dr. Johnson, I've known you, oh my God, for so many years. I want to wish you and Sister Betty the very best. You do have a very good, understanding, loving, taking, oh my God, just everything. I know her to be the kindest woman in the world, because I would have done flew the coop if I had been her sometime. But God has blessed her to be that kind, quiet, amen, quiet, personally, first lady of the home and of her church. God bless both of you, and I hope you the best.
Thank you so much. She is the best first lady in the world. Mm. And thank you so much for all the kindness that you've extended to her this day and to me this day. I'm going to ask you, Dr. Stern, to take it, and if you would, want to discuss the signs that people will have to come for. These signs are following.
That's another one that I want to pick.
And then give just a few praise reports and issue prayer requests and close out.
Before
God bless you. Yes.
Good morning. If I can just get in there really quick from the Show Me State. This is Missouri chiming in. Good morning, Lady Betty. This is Charlotte Gray. Happy anniversary, lady. Happy anniversary, Dr. Fenora. Love y'all.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I want to take up any more time. I want to give it to you, Dr. Stern, and thank you so much, Sister Charlotte. That was appropriate. Amen. Go ahead, Dr. Stern. I'm releasing the line.
All right, Dr. Johnson. All right, is there anything other besides just me and to talk about the conference today? Amen. Praise the Lord, which is a portion. If it's anything else you want us to say, I'm sure Deaconess Gina can pick up the little loopholes that maybe I may not know what's on your itinerary. But again, from First Fruit Prayer Line, we wish you all a very happy anniversary. All the accolades are good, I'm sure, but you do need the time, and we thank you for allowing us to give you that little time to say happy anniversary. But you all be blessed, enjoy one another, and God will take care of the rest. God bless you all. This is our prayer. Amen. And I mean, that's off the line. Amen, Dr. Johnson. That means you're off the line and you're done for the weekend with First Fruit Prayer Line. This is Friday, and you'll talk to us on Monday. God bless you all. Bless you and Lady Betty is our prayer. All right. Good morning, First Fruit Prayer Line. God bless you all. And I just pray that you all agree with me to what was put in the spirit for the Dr. Vernon Johnson and Lady Betty, actually Mr. and Mrs. Johnson. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all is our prayer. And we're going to move on into the remaining of our prayer line on this morning. We did not get any praise reports, and we want to take a couple of minutes if we can get a few praise reports this morning from First Fruit Prayer Line. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Good morning. This is Evangelist Johnson in the Bronx, New York. I just want to thank God and thank Dr. Johnson for the prayers on yesterday for my daughter. She is doing so much better today. She's still in the hospital, and they have her on intravenous, but she didn't have to have the blood transfusion, and her legs are the feeling is coming back in her legs. The infection is clearing up. She is talking, and she has strength in her body. Hallelujah. And I just want to say thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for prayer, and I thank God for each and every one of you. And I mean, she was down and out, but God has lifted her up, and I just thank God for that prayer that Dr. Johnson prayed on yesterday. Truly, God is good, and I'm glad about it.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord. That's a good praise report. Is there anyone else this morning with a praise report?
Good morning. This is Betty in Kansas City. My praise report is a happy anniversary today, and I just want to thank everybody that chimed in to give us a happy anniversary greeting. We are just fine. We're going to go on about the Lord's business today. I've learned to release what I want and put God first, and that way I'm always blessed. But I do appreciate every one of you this morning.
Well, God bless you, Lady Betty. I never interfere with anyone to what the Lord tells them to do, because that's between them and God. But we do want you to know that we're not selfish in what we're doing. We just love you that much, and you will be double blessed. Amen. I do understand that you will be double blessed, and may you enjoy everything that God is putting your hands to do. Be encouraged in the Lord, and know that the best is yet to come for you. Amen? Amen.
Thank
praise
you.
The Lord.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're so very welcome, and God's still going to bless you on your anniversary. God bless you is our prayer. Amen, because I understand all of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. That was so good to hear from Lady Betty. Amen, and that's a lesson for somebody. Amen, to know that the kingdom comes. Amen. Even when we want to do what we want to do, the Holy Spirit was speaking to us and let us know that the kingdom does come first. Amen. Is there anyone else this morning with a praise report? You're on the line.
Praise
good morning,
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Mother Johnson. We're yielding to Mother Johnson out of Indiana. Bless you, Mother Johnson. You're on the line.
How is everybody doing?
Bless.
I am blessed this morning. The Lord woke me up. I got just a little a song I want to say. I love to praise Him. I love
I
to praise,
to praise His name.
I love to praise Him. I love,
I
to,
love
praise
to praise His name.
I love to praise Him.
The host has joined the conference.
I love to,
I love to praise His name.
Praise His name.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You got a strong voice, Mother Johnson.
Amen.
We went on a little bit more with that because we love
thank
to praise
you.
His name too. Amen. You have something to share this morning, Mother Johnson?
Could you call me after this? Everything is over. Give me your telephone number, please.
You're talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I would get, I don't know your number, but I would get it from Sister Gina.
Yes,
I would get
ma'am.
It, I would get it from Sister Gina, and then I
thank
will, as soon as I can, as soon
yes.
as I can, I will call you. All right, Mother
thank
Johnson, you're going to be home today?
Yes, ma'am. All day, I'm having a garage sale.
That's
all right.
You.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. You be careful out there in the sun now, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're blessed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Shall there be another praise report?
Good morning, saints of the Most High God. I thank God for you this morning, and I've already expressed my blessings upon Dr. Bernard and Lady Betty. And I am grateful today because today is my birthday, and I feel privileged this morning to be able to share my birthday with their anniversary. And I thank God every morning that I'm alive and I've been given another day to live. And I believe life is a precious gift, and I believe in my heart that eternal life is a gift from God. Hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, that I am alive this morning. Hallelujah. God is so good. I live in a family with genetic heart diseases, but I am so grateful this morning. I've been up since 2 o'clock just thanking the Lord, just giving him thanks. And I want you all to continue to pray for me as I pray for you and your families. God bless each and every one of you. Have a very blessed weekend. God loves you, and so do I.
Amen. God bless you, and happy birthday to you, great woman of God. Amen. Let's say happy birthday
you.
To you.
Happy birthday, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. I know a voice, but
happy birthday.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen.
You.
You're deserving of being, amen. Lady Betty was a June bride, and you're a June baby. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Anybody want to wish, amen, our sister in Christ Jesus a happy birthday? I believe she's friends, amen, in the spirit with Dr. Pfeiffer. She brought you to the line.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody there besides me? Amen. If I just want history to be right, if I'm wrong, then I'm surely to be corrected. Amen.
Ernestine Johnson from Louisiana brought me to the line. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
Happy birthday.
Good morning, Sister Dolores. It's Charlotte Gray. Good morning and happy birthday.
Thank you. Love you. God bless you.
Happy birthday.
Good morning. Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. God bless you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. God bless
you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Washington. This is Sister Gina. Happy birthday to you. And I, too, will be celebrating a birthday this weekend. So God bless all of the June birthdays.
God bless you and happy birthday, Sister Gina.
Amen.
Happy birthday, Sister Gina.
God bless you, Sister Washington, and Sunday will be Sister Gina's birthday. God bless you as well.
God bless you.
Pray that you all be continually blessed and have so many more to celebrate Christ. God bless
you. Thank you. God bless you. We love you.
Amen.